Well, welcome everybody to another edition of the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. It's Mr. David Paxton on your left, all the way from New York City. How things are going up there, David?
Oh, it's nice. It's nice. I went over to Trump Tower the other day. Mm-hmm. Got some pictures of that. I used to have a Bible study, actually, and there's like a cafe sitting area in the bottom of that. Mm-hmm. And I used to go up and get my coffee up those exact same steps that Trump came down all those years ago.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, hey, I know those steps.
Yeah, I've never been to Trump Tower. I mean, I've been to New York, obviously, several times. But, I've never been to a Trump thing, you know.
No, they're all over here. His dad actually built a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of buildings and everything. And then also the hospital that's over by me, his wife. So Trump's mom. And he actually didn't. I'm in Queens, so he didn't live too far from where I'm at. And he grew up and went to the high school right over here. And it's just like, oh, that's interesting. And they had right where all that. I don't remember me talking when that COVID nonsense was going on and I recorded it all. Uh-huh. Went over with my camera to these hospitals, the epicenter, and the world was falling apart. Mm-hmm. And they had all these tents out in the parking lot for people to come in and do this, but they were empty. But they had them all set up.
Yeah.
And they had literally two tractor trailers that were refrigerated for all these bodies that were going to come out.
I remember that.
And there was nothing. They just sat there for days.
Yeah.
I talked to one of the security guards. He says, the halls are all empty. I don't know what these people are doing. Yeah. He was a new guy. He's like, yeah, I just got hired on for this job. This is ridiculous.
Hospitals hadn't had time to kill him yet. So that's what happened.
Well, you know what it was? Even the ones they killed was small compared to what they said was happening.
Yeah.
So they had to try and do that to make up these numbers, but they couldn't do enough of them. I mean, we kept family members out of the hospital because we saw it. It's like, no, you're not going in there. And they got better in like 5-6 days, all of them. Because we say, okay, here's the ginger, drink this juice, here, breathe this stuff. Yeah. You know, you don't need any of those drugs. Yeah. And then other family members who says, oh, no, we work at the hospital and they know best and they're really going to look out for me. And sure enough, they killed every last one of them.
Yeah.
But the one over here, Trump's mom, or so, you know, the wife, so Trump's dad, his dad, his wife went into the hospital and they took really good care of her way back then. So he literally built an entire pavilion for them. He says, I'm going to build this whole new wing and it's going to be specialized for this. And that was called Trump Pavilion. Mm. And the liberal retards, they literally spent money to go up and take the sign off the building. Because they didn't want the name Trump on it. Yeah. After he bought the whole building for him.
That's just insane. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and it was his father. It wasn't even him.
That's a liberal.
It just
for
shows you how retarded people are. But they're actually getting better now. It seems they see the nonsense that's going on here. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden the gas prices are coming down again.
Yep. And they'll come down further.
They didn't even start doing anything yet.
It's fallen by about half already.
Yeah, because they know they know it's coming. Yeah. So they're like, "Oh, we're sorry. It's $5 now."
Yeah. All right. Well, David, why don't you go ahead and pray us into the show, and then we'll let everybody know what we're going to talk about today.
Yes, Father, we are talking about the persecution of the Christians here in the end of days, along with the news. So we ask, Father, that your word, your will, would go out. And this end of the age, this final harvest is coming before the rapture. We pray this would reach the ears, that you would have it here, and that we would talk about the stuff that you would have us to talk about. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. I guess even before I do that, I do need to throw up some breaking news for everybody. And that is the fact that four more hostages have been released by the Hamas terrorists over in Gaza.
Wow.
These people are Karina Erevev, she's 20, Daniela Gilbo, 20, Naomi Levy is 20, and Lira Albug is 19, all of whom were members of the Israeli Defense Forces. They were freed today on the second round of hostage releases after being abducted in Hamas's October the 7th terrorist attack. In exchange, Israel is expected to free 200 Palestinian soldiers or detainees, including 120 militants serving life sentences after being convicted of deadly attacks. So that is what's going on over there in Gaza.
Well, if I understand Mossad correctly, they'll rectify that situation.
I believe
short and order.
Yeah, I believe.
Oh, here's your releases prisoners. Yeah, goodbye.
All right.
Oops. So I don't know how they fell out of an airplane. That's just weird.
Yeah. All right. Here's what we expect to talk about today. And, you know, this is all going to be subject to change, and we may have to shorten some of these or keep some for later. Who knows? But anyway, we're going to get into current events, what's happened, our week in review. And we'll talk about the immigration issues that are not only here in the United States but worldwide. And then, of course, Trump's agenda. Then Russia, Ukraine, Middle Eastern update, and the big topic for today, what we're really going to spend almost all time on, is going to be Christian persecution is on the rise right now throughout the world. So anyway, let's go ahead and get the news out of the way. This is all one report that I got from FSN today, so we'll stop it as we go here and have some comments on it. Here we go.
From Feature Story News in Washington, D.C., I'm Benji Hire with your Week in Review, a roundup of the big events this past week. And what a huge week it was for the United States and for the world. A week in which Donald Trump became the 47th U.S. president.
From this day forward, our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world. We will be the envy of every nation, and we will not allow ourselves to be taken advantage of any longer.
The newly sworn-in president immediately signed dozens of executive orders, pulling his country out of the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. Then, following his inauguration ceremony in the U.S. Capitol at the site of that riot on January 6, 2021, he granted a pardon for 1,500 defendants who were convicted of violently storming the heart of American democracy for...
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there, because they didn't violently do a thing, okay? All they did is walk through open doors. If you want to see...
Well, and they were invited in. Did you watch the videos?
Yes.
The security guards are all way. Okay, everybody come in. You got these old ladies. Here, I got an old lady who's walking with a cane. She violently stormed the White House.
So here we go again with the liberal bias, okay? They're trying to feed you a load of crap, and we're not going to let them do it because we're unfiltered, uncensored, and we're going to tell you the truth. This was a peaceful protest, and they were protesting a stolen presidential election where the actual winner was denied being able to serve, and instead we had a vegetable for the last 4 years that couldn't make it through a single sentence without stumbling over himself or talking about a leader that died 20 years ago being a friend of his that he just spoke with or some other silliness.
I mean, don't forget Corn Pop.
Yeah, and he got beat up by Corn Pop when he was really little. Good grief.
And all the kids like to rub the hairs on his legs. Remember that one? What a freaking clown.
Yeah.
I think that was probably the best thing for him so the entire world could see what a clown he was.
And another thing is it also, what it's going to do is prove just how good Trump was. Because here, you know, you got the good old days. Then you got Biden, and then it goes back to the good old days again.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have any excuses. You know, they can't say anything except he was successful
like
both times.
They're like, this is a result of Obama's stuff. That's why it's so good during Trump. It's like, how's that work?
That's crazy.
So it's funny. God uses that stuff, and he's like, okay, well, what are you going to say this time?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Look at
that's the reason they're so stuck. That's the reason that they're so stuck. Okay, let's keep going.
Years ago, in a bid to subvert the peaceful transfer of power last election, our chief correspondent, Simon Marks.
Just hours after being sworn into office and making an Oval Office address in which he promised to implement a new golden age in America, President Trump took steps to make good on the pledges that he made on the campaign trail to his Make America Great Again faithful. In one of his first acts after entering the White House to begin his second term in office, he pardoned men and women that he referred to as hostages, rioters who participated in the deadly uprising on Capitol Hill 4 years ago.
So this is just...
They said it was deadly uprising. Do you remember any deadliness?
The only ones that were deadly are the ones that the guards killed people.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we have a friend here, and he actually saved the life of one of the cops because he was messing with people, and then some of the FBI plants started to beat up on the cop. And blame it on MAGA folks. Remember that whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Well, he actually went in and he told them to stop, and he dragged the cop out of there. And the FBI came to his house, and it was a big to do about it. And he's like, "No, go back and watch the body cam. I saved his life. I pulled him out when he might have gotten killed over there." So they actually left him alone because here's all the video, and he even had it. But there's better news. There's coming on next week, we're going to have one of those hostages right here on our show.
Right.
And he was just a pastor, and all he was doing was speaking the message and telling people that we need to stand up for what is right.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on him for a couple of years, and they couldn't find anything, and they pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And finally, back in September, they actually found some kind of nonsense. And he was in jail, so he just got out too.
Yeah.
We're going to introduce him on the show next week. So just look for that. It's going to be good. And he's going to tell us the real story of what happened, not what you hear in the news.
Amen. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I really am. And as a matter of fact, I was going to mention that. I'm glad you did, because we are going to have him on, and he's going to be a great guest. And yes, he is a member of the J6 hostages. I've got no problem in saying that.
And you're sixth. All. Yeah, these are the hostages. Approximately 1,500 for a pardon.
Yes.
Full pardon.
Full pardon or commutations?
Full pardon.
Among those being freed, Enrique Tarrio, leader of the far-right group The Proud Boys, serving a 22-year sentence, and Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers. He was sentenced to 18 years in jail. Other executive orders pulled America out of the Paris Climate Change Accords, proposed to end birthright citizenship in the United States, kickstarted efforts the president says will result in the deportation of millions and millions of criminal aliens from America, and ordered a state of emergency along the U.S. border with Mexico that U.S. troops will now enforce.
Donald Trump's bid to end citizenship rights for anyone born in the United States was, however, blocked by a judge this week for being blatantly unconstitutional. But hundreds of undocumented migrants have already been detained and deported following a raft of executive orders aimed at clamping down on illegal immigration and asylum seekers. Nick Harper with the details.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said 538 illegal immigrant criminals were arrested on Thursday, including, she said, a suspected terrorist and four members of a Venezuelan gang. Those raids taking place in multiple cities, including Boston, Denver, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Seattle, Miami, and Washington, D.C. Leavitt also said that hundreds of illegal immigrant criminals had also been deported via military aircraft, all part of President Donald Trump's plan to carry out what he's described as the largest mass deportation operation in US history. However, some cities, including New York and Chicago, have already said they won't allow their local law enforcement to help detain and deport immigrants.
Okay, again, stopping there. Just to let you guys know, there was an illegal had a court date. He was arrested for something. He had a quick court date, and what they were going to do is take him in, charge him, let him plead not guilty, and then walk out. And ICE had requested that they hold him. Well, of course, they disregarded that. So they let him go, and ICE just followed him. And he went to an apartment, ICE went in, arrested him, and then found friends of his that had absolutely nothing to do with it. And they were illegal, too. So they rounded them up, too. And they left. So, nice. You know, it's a good idea to cooperate because Tom Homan is determined. He's going to make this happen. And if you are an illegal, you better get out because he's going to find you. I saw a news clip on Fox of an individual that was a part of a lengthy line of illegals that had just arrived back in Mexico. And he said, they're everywhere. These ICE people are everywhere. I do not recommend anybody goes to the United States right now because you're just going to get picked up and thrown back over. You know, so.
Yeah, Tom Holman, he don't play.
He's not playing. No.
That dude is not playing. No. It's like, oh, you're the governor of the state? Great. Mm-hmm. Lock him up. Anyone working with you? Oh, yeah, we're going to stand together. Good. Lock them all up. Yeah.
Now, I also want to address this. I also want to address birthright citizenship because it's being put in the wrong terms. There is a constitutional amendment, but the constitutional amendment was presented after the Civil War. And what it addressed was the African Americans, the former slaves, okay? Mm-hmm. They did not want to give them citizenship. So this was a constitutional amendment to allow them, if they were born in the United States, to be called United States citizens. That's what the initial amendment was. Now they've expanded that to where somebody can just walk across the border, have a kid, and then the whole family is eligible for citizenship. This has never been challenged in court. I believe Trump will win in the long run. And what he's talking about as far as a judge blocking it, yeah, he did, temporarily. He left out that word, temporarily.
Crybaby, but that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Actually, so, it works better because now everything they're doing is working against them. Now it's just going to bring that to light around the whole nation. Right. Now it's going to be something to talk about because the liberals are going to go, oh, look, we blocked it. Ha, ha, ha. Now everyone's eyes are on it, and it's like, yeah, you can't block that. Oh, man.
So Trump has already said, you know, if by chance the Supreme Court goes nuts and they don't allow this to happen, he'll just put together another constitutional amendment to correct it. So, you know, one way or another, we're going to get it done, you know, and that's something that's really important.
It's the vote. The people will vote and the states will vote.
Yeah.
On that note, I mean, there was a rumor going around that, ICE is offering $750 reward.
I saw that.
I don't know if that's true. I think that one's fake. However, Missouri did introduce a bill that has yet to be voted on, which proposes a $1,000 reward for individuals who report illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
Okay. And so they'll be voting on that. And if that happens, then I'm sure a plethora of states will follow suit.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. And I've heard the same thing, but like you, I've been unable to verify it, and that's the reason I haven't mentioned it before, because I don't think it's real.
The ICE one isn't, but the Missouri bill is definitely a bill on the table.
They haven't voted on it yet. Yeah, and you're right. If one state does it, then states like Texas and Florida will fall right in line real quick. I guarantee you that. Yeah,
especially the border states. They'll be all over that.
Oh, yeah, real, real quick. It was actually illegal in Dallas to report an illegal alien. You were subject to going to jail if you did it under the Obama and Biden administrations.
That's crazy. That's,
yeah.
Hey, he's a criminal. Oh, well, you're going to jail then.
Yeah.
What's wrong with these people?
It really is insane. Let me see here. I don't want to take up too much time on news here because I want to get to the Christian persecution, which is, in my opinion, the biggie. So I'll tell you what. We'll kind of go back and forth. How's that? So
whatever.
Let's look at this one right off the top here. That Christians are increasingly persecuted worldwide as modern and historical factors converge. Now, this is from Caitlin McFall of Fox News, and she said that the New York Times has questioned the virgin birth of Jesus. And she says
care what they have to say.
Yeah, that Christianity is under assault. And so she reports that Reports for years have indicated that religious intolerance is on the rise around the globe in the face of increasing
authoritarianism.
I know what it is, and I know how to say it, but my mouth won't work, okay? Yeah. But anyway, they're increasing bad rule and the continued spread of Islamic extremism. There's that word that Kamala Harris didn't want us to use, Islamic extremism. But a report released on Thursday indicates that Christianity, above all others, is taking the biggest hit. Now, do you agree with that one, David?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the only one that speaks the truth. Why would the devil come against any of the other ones?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's Judaism,
right?
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It's the same. The Jews will receive Jesus as their savior, and it's coming up with so. But it's all the same. He's trying from the two different angles, because we got, you know, the army and the Marines all in, let's say, you know, two different factions under the headship of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple others coming too. So he's going to stop all of the forces that are leading to the Messiah. Because here's the bottom line, you know, his head was crushed. We talked about that on our Bible study.
Right.
Satan's head was crushed, and he does not want that information to get out, number one, and he wants to try and reverse it if he can.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he can't, but what's he going to do? Not try? He's the devil.
Yeah,
he's going to try.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's trying to do. And he knows if he can wipe out the Jews, then the prophecy won't come true that one third of them will repent and receive the Lord.
Right.
If he could wipe out the Christians, then he won't tell the Jews about the prophecy, and then they won't get jealous, because that's what the word says. The Jews will be jealous of the Christians because they actually have salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, and that's just been going on. People have claimed to be Christian throughout the last 2 millennia have done horrible things to the Jews, and so they're blaming Christians for that. But that's another twist of the devil. He's like, oh, look at the Christians hate you. No, we don't.
No. Okay.
I don't know where I was going, but that's where it ended up.
Okay. Sounds good to me. All right. Continuing this with this report now, it says the world is seeing an increasing push toward oppressive control over religion, particularly Christianity, as a consequence of several modern and historical factors converging. Jeff King, the president of the International Christian Concern, the ICC, a nonprofit based in Washington, D.C., told Fox News that Christians face oppression in more countries than any other faith group, with significant challenges in regions like the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. A report titled The Global Persecution Index 2025, released by the ICC on Thursday, outlined which nations have become the biggest offenders when it comes to religious oppression, particularly against Christian populations, and found the majority of religion-based persecution is carried out under leaders and by Islamic extremist groups. Okay, and we'll keep going here. The greatest concentration of red zone nations, countries with the most severe actions against Christians, including torture and death, were found in a strip of land in Africa known as the Sahel, which includes places like Mali, Niger, and Chad. However, other significantly dangerous nations for the Christian faith were identified as the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Somalia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and North Korea. There is a mounting trend that shows authoritarian policies are on the rise globally, particularly as geopolitics enter an increasingly fragile period and has meant more nations are clamping down on religion. So now it talked about different countries there that people don't really care about. But the thing is, and when I say people don't care about, I'm talking about people here in the United States. Most of them don't even know these countries existed, to be honest with you. But just because it's over there doesn't mean that it's not coming over here. I mean, that's my point. But go ahead, David.
Yeah, I mean, Remember the old song, Bingo Bango Bongo, I don't want to leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all I know about the Congo.
Me too.
And that's what most Christians are here, too. Just because it is on the other side of the world, it is kind of third world stuff. Mm-hmm. But we need to know these things because, mm-hmm. you know, most of the Christians, most of the world, in most of our history have been persecuted. Mm-hmm. And us in America, we have not. Okay.
We've been lucky.
That's often an argument against the rapture for some odd reason. It was like, no, that's not our point. But we will escape the wrath of God. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. We need to know that at the end of the age, it will become increasing. And America has been set by God for the bastion of hope through the world. I mean, mm-hmm. never in the history of the world has the gospel been preached like it has been preached and sent forth from the United States. Yeah, right. It's got problems. And mm-hmm. yeah, it's got an apostate because we're human beings. Mm-hmm. And human beings are fallible and we can't govern ourselves correctly. So every once in a while, you could kind of straighten some stuff out and get it there. But again, they're not perfect. All right. So yeah, I think we may have a little reprieve here because I see mm-hmm. some godly rhetoric going in and godly actions going in. So the question becomes, how long will they last? Mm-hmm. Are they sincere in their godliness, or is it a ruse? And, you know, how does this pertain to the king returning? Mm-hmm. You know, is he going to return when there's that reprieve and he says, okay, now we can preach the gospel a little more? Or does it return when we're about to get our heads chopped off? Mm-hmm. He doesn't mm-hmm. tell us exactly. He just says, you got to look out for these things. Jews, yes, that's one thing, because he talks in Matthew 24 and Luke and such that, hey, these things are going to happen. Watch out for these, and they will persecute you. So we're going to talk about all the persecution that is coming and has come already in some places in the second half. But in either case, whether we're living good here or whether we're not, you or me may die today. Okay, and that's what you have to be prepared for. Are you prepared mm-hmm. to meet the king of the universe yep. when you die? Mm-hmm. Okay, now he died for you. He shed his blood to create a new contract where none of this actually matters in the long run. So we tell you because, hey, yeah, this is scary out there, but come over here mm-hmm. and meet the king of kings who will take over and rule and reign in righteousness and truth. Mm-hmm. And he made a blood contract with you. So if you receive that and you agree to that contract with him and you love him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, then you can come with us. But we'll talk more about that in the second half. We'll see you then.
Are you weighed down by life's issues and challenges? Do you need rest from the day-to-day grind? Then the Word of God broadcast is your listening station. The Word of God broadcast is a Christ-centered ministry sharing God's marvelous Word. Here you will find you rest from the things of the world. Join us each Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Central Time on Revelation Radio Broadcast. The Word of God broadcast plants the seeds, and the Holy Spirit adds the essential nutrients to ensure every soul's growth for the harvest of Jesus' soon return. If you want to learn more about God's Word, eternal life, and his Son, Jesus Christ. Join us each Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Central Time on KRRB Revelation Radio.
Ready to start your day on a new level? Meet Everyday Dose, the coffee alternative that's more than just a caffeine fix. Check out more and grab your first dose at everydaydose.com/hiddenday. Why it's different. Everyday Dose combines premium coffee with brain-boosting ingredients like mushrooms and collagen, giving you focus, energy, and mental clarity without the jitters or crashes. It's the clean energy your body craves. Check out these benefits you'll love. Say goodbye to coffee crashes. Boost your mental clarity and focus. Support your immune system and overall wellness. Feel energized naturally without the anxiety or jitters. Perfect for busy professionals, health enthusiasts, or anyone ready to upgrade their daily routine. Again, that's everydaydose.com/hiddenday.
KRRB Grand Saline, Canton, Mineola, Texas.
Are you ready to deepen your walk with Jesus? Join Norman Smith on Run with Horses, the weekly radio show dedicated to helping you follow Jesus well. In Jeremiah 12:5, God challenges us to pick up the pace and prepare to run with horses. Jesus calls us to take up our cross and follow him. The journey is tough, but always worth it. Tune in every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central on revelationradio.net for an all-new edition of Run with Horses. Explore topics like biblical discipleship, healthy marriage, and building a godly family. Don't miss Run with Horses every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central, right here on KRRB, revelationradio.net. For more information or to listen to past broadcasts, be sure to visit runwithhorses.net.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. It's Mr. David Paxton there on your left in New York City. David, before we move on here, I wanted to come up with a couple of points. Number one, and this one I find entertaining, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, all those supposed professionals that signed a letter saying about how what Trump did, and it all proved out to be wrong, a lie.
Yeah, and 100%. And knowingly wrong.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Knowingly wrong. Well, he pulled all of their security clearances. And he, President Trump pulled their security clearances, and he also pulled any protective details that they had. He said they've made enough money, they can pay for their own. And by taking away their security privileges, now they're like us. They have an opinion, mm-hmm. but they don't have any basis of fact. So all of their jobs are now, okay, well, you can say you're a former and you know what everybody else does, but you don't have any other information. So their ability to make money has significantly deteriorated because mm-hmm. of that action. And another one that I take particular joy in is Dr. Anthony Fauci. Said, yeah, he made way too much money. He can pay for his own security. The United States will mm-hmm. not pay for it anymore. So if you guys happen to see Dr. Fauci out in public, I'm going to repeat something that Maxine Waters said, a Democrat, against Trump supporters. Go up to him and mm-hmm. call him a murderer. Tell him that he has no place in this country, that he needs to leave, that he deceived everybody, that he is now admitted to being a felon, and that you wish that he could be executed, and that you also hope that he will be held civilly liable and have to pay so much money that he's bankrupt and he has to wander the streets and eat out of trash cans. Go ahead. That is exactly what I'll do if I see this jerk, because he killed.
No, you know what I'm going to do is if I find him, I'm going to hold on to him, because Putin is like going to offer me a reward. I'm
wow,
like,
yeah, hey, let's Putin. Do it. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's find him.
I got
let's
him.
Find
here.
Him
listen,
and send him to Russia.
Me, all right?
Yeah, find him and send him to Russia. Okay.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, look at the brilliance of that man. Yeah, regardless of whether you think he's good or bad or ugly. The bottom line is he's brilliant, because I know this is in his mind. I know that Trump wants to make a deal. Here's my deal, Mr. Trump. Send me Fauci. I'll stop bombing Ukraine. That's his deal. Did you hear him? He said, yeah. That is so cool. Yeah. What a brilliant person.
Yeah. It sounds like a deal that needs to be made. All right. Let's get back here to Christian persecution again. And we see here that Christians and Muslims are the two largest religious groups in the world and consistently see the highest rates of harassment, both physical and verbal, over any other group. Now, this is according to the Pew Research Center, the PRC, and it's mm-hmm. a report that was released this month, which analyzed findings from 2022. And this is data that King has referenced here. He says that while neither the ICC report nor the PRC report were able to break down the exact rates of how many Christians versus Muslims or others were targets of harassment, the PRC found that Christians are targeted in more countries by governments or social groups than any other religion, with Muslims coming in second and Jews coming in third. And my question right away to you, David, is who are these Muslims being harassed by? Isn't that other Muslims?
It is, but that's here's how the rhetoric goes. When mm-hmm. when you know you lost and you have to admit it, you don't say "I'm sorry, I'm wrong" as a Muslim. You say, "Oh well, we're all wrong." Mm. You know, this way it waters it down, and mm-hmm. now they think it just washes everything out. But the bottom line, the vast majority of the persecution is coming from the Muslims. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't be throwing them in there. And the only ones that are persecuted are the ones that are at least sensible. Like, they may still have that false religion, but they're sensible. I'm not going to kill people, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know a bunch of them here in New York City. They have the wrong gospel, so their sins aren't paid for, and that's sad, so I keep talking to them. But they're like, yeah, we don't believe in that rhetoric. We don't want to force people to be Muslims. We don't do this. So they're so-called moderates. Mm-hmm. So they, but the Islamic faith teaches, oh, well, if we can't find anyone else to fight, we'll fight each other. Yeah. So they look for those people, and they call them all sorts of names too. But that's not nearly as many as every last Christian on earth and every last Jew on earth. And I would guess, because that's a liberal organization to put that out, right? They're trying to water it down.
Oh, yeah.
I would say it's Jews first and then the Christians and maybe a handful of Muslims that are moderate.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that, because if you just read the newspaper, watch TV, I mean, what you'll see is these universities that are, you know, screaming from the river to the sea, which is an extermination of Israel. That's all that means. So Jews are under attack. There's no doubt about it. Christians are under attack. There's no doubt about that. And as far as Muslims being under attack, not in the United States. It'd be a hate crime to do something to speak ill of that or their false prophet Muhammad, who is, I promise you, he's in hell. Because he is a false prophet, and you know, end of story on that. You know, and if you want to follow the Muslim faith, well, you're going to follow Muhammad. You're going to see him, or I don't know if you'll see him or not, but you'll be in the same place he is, and it's not a pleasant place to be.
And newsflash, they aren't virgins, and you're not the one that owns them. Let's just put it that way.
Absolutely right. Okay, here's the next one here, David. This one, in many authoritarian states, Christianity is seen as a proxy for Western influence and values, which regimes often reject as imperialistic or destabilizing. This, again, according to this King guy, Christianity says, and other faiths emphasize allegiance to a higher moral authority, which inherently challenges authoritarian regimes and demand complete loyalty to the state. However, while authoritarian attempts to control the hearts and minds of its citizens through oppressive policies are nothing new, emerging and increasingly accessible technology has upped the level to which nations can persecute perceived dissidents. Now, on that one, that sounds like we're bringing technology into this now. That's how I look at it. What do you think, David?
It sounds like he's using big words to try and sound smart.
Okay.
You know, but here's the deal. Technology will be used, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's exactly that. Again, we go back to all these evil principalities and powers. They don't like each other either. They don't like anybody, okay? Mm-hmm. And given the chance, they would kill even the people that work for them. And that's just the way it is. But, you know, you got the Clintons and you got that clown over here. I forgot his name. The New York Senator, Schumer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and,
Schumer.
All of them. Chuck. Yeah, and all of them. And then you got, you know, Maxwell, Giselle Maxwell. They're all, and there's hundreds of them. I don't mean to just pick out those, but there's hundreds of them. And they all think, somehow, these powers that be, they can't operate in here without a human being, because a human being has authority over the earth. They can't operate in the earth without a human. So they kind of indwell, or, you know, they create this relationship and they lie to this human and they tell a human, we're going to create a body for you. And then they do all these evil things I'm not going to talk about on this show, but they do terrible things to children to try and get the youth out of them. Mm-hmm. And then, say, oh, if you do this, we're going to teach you how to live forever, and all we got to do is kill most of the population, and whatever's left, we can, you know, we can have them be our servants, and you'll be one of the rulers. Mm-hmm. The problem is, as soon as they die, they're going to go to hell, just like all the others who haven't received Christ, and then those principalities and powers are going to be locked up even in the deepest part of hell, mm-hmm. and they're really going to see what it's worth. But in the meantime, they're going to use them. Mm-hmm. They're going to use them and abuse them and torture them when the time comes. When necessary, trust me, they will do horrible things. I mean, look what happened to Biden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
He thought he was being used all these years for good, and he was going to make all this happen. And look at him. He's a laughing stock.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. Now they'll probably do some things now, and people are like, oh, well, who cares? He was just a clown anyway. And he's completely disrespected by the mm-hmm. entire world. Mm-hmm. So, but this is what's in store for them. So here we are, the same powers and principalities that have always been around vying for this power, and they have to suppress narratives that lead people to wisdom, mm-hmm. and that would be mm-hmm. the story of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, who has that wisdom is all the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, here we are, bro. Okay. Here we are.
Well, I'm going to continue basically in the same vein here, mm-hmm. that technology like social media in many ways has improved freedom of speech and access to information worldwide, but the expansion yep. of other technologies has also increased oppressive authoritarian systems of hyper-surveillance, even in regions not traditionally seen as religiously oppressive, like Latin America. And then to quote him again here, he says, countries like Nicaragua and Venezuela, traditionally Christian-majority nations, saw a big increase in hostility toward religious groups critical of authoritarian regimes. Again, that according to Mr. King, who continues with the targeting of religious citizens and suppression of dissenting voices marked a new and alarming trend. Now, I don't know how new that is, because I think Christians have kind of been targeted all along. I mean, that's my
100%.
Opinion, but
well, Nero was setting them on fire to light up his all his activities at night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's like, okay, here, dip them in oil, pitch, you know, mm-hmm. and then set them on fire. We use them to light up the night here. So yeah, the persecution's been there from the beginning.
Yeah,
all of the disciples except for John, because he was appointed to, you know, bring revelation, mm-hmm. were martyred.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. Which actually proves that they're true, because if they didn't really 100% believe that Jesus was the Christ, mm-hmm. they'd be like, oh, you know what? Forget it. I changed my mind. Please don't nail me to a cross upside down.
Yeah. Well,
please don't stone me to death. Please don't cut off my head. They would have denied that, but they all went to the grave saying, mm-hmm. yeah, well, Jesus is the Christ, no matter what you do to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, watching the confirmation hearings this week of Pete Hegseth, who is now the new Secretary of Defense, he spoke up during his confirmation hearing and said, you know, that he was a Christian. He's made it very clear that he said, you know, he was a child of the King, and that you know, that Jesus Christ was his Lord and Savior. He made no, and he was attacked for that. He was attacked for that.
Yeah.
That's a reason not good. To be the Secretary of Defense, because you're a Christian. You believe in God. Oh, my goodness. We can't have you as the Secretary of Defense.
Did you know that the original Constitution, they made a rule that you must be a Christian to serve in the government anywhere?
Yeah, I wonder what happened to that. That was the law. What happened to that?
Yeah, you had to be a Christian, and you were not allowed to be a lawyer. If you were a lawyer or ever were a lawyer, you were not allowed to serve in the United States government, because all of our law stuff actually works for the crown, the king, mm-hmm. the king of England now.
Yeah.
People don't realize that, you know, so yeah, you were required to be a Christian. If you weren't, you weren't even allowed to run.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's interesting.
That is.
I want to talk about technology for a second too.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
You remember Johannes Gutenberg?
Nope. Who's that?
You don't? Come on. It was in 1440 in Germany.
Okay, I wasn't quite born yet.
Oh, Anyway, he invented this cool thing called the printing press.
Okay.
And all the Christians said, this is the mark of the beast. This is the Antichrist, because now it's going to just have all this information all over the world, and you can just print hundreds of books. It literally thought some of them. You always get the wackadoo Christians. If you're a wackadoo Christian, stop it. Okay?
Right.
AI is not the mark of the beast.
No.
It's obviously the tool that can be used. But it was the same thing with the printing press. You can print the Bible, or you can print a demonology book like King James did. People don't even know that. Mm-hmm. King James printed a demonology book before he even went about printing the Bible. So it, how's that in your KJV? put that in your KJV coffee. So they thought the printing press was the mark of the beast, and it was going to lead to the end of the world because of that. But it just did what God said. Information will increase. And that would increase then. It increased some more with the internet. Increase now. You could literally ask your AI to do a search on, you know, we did one last night. My wife and I were like, what about this? And it was end times persecution versus and book creation collaborate and the wedding of Cana symbolism. So I was doing a short video on the wedding of Cana, and it just went, what, how does the wedding of Cana and the best wine coming in at the end of the wedding, how does that line up with scripture and in prophecy going forward? It laid it all out. It's like, it was a surprise. Laid it out perfectly. Uh-huh. Oh, the best is saved for last. And I mean, you know, during the wedding, people, and it goes on and on, step after step. And it had all these things, and you need to receive it. And then she's like, well, who is Jesus? And it says, well, Jesus is the Son of God who died, rose again, so you could be saved. It's like, it actually wrote that. It's like,
wow.
Yeah, there it is.
Wow.
So it's not the mark of the beast. It's just a tool. Go find information. Like the printing press.
Yeah, and just expand on that a little bit. I mean, the printing press is one great example. Then there's the telegraph.
There's, remember that?
The telephone. Then there's the cell phone. There's satellites. I mean, you know, just think about it. There's been a steady progression, and now we're up to artificial intelligence. And I saw a thing just this morning. I didn't have time to pull it, to pull the full report, where it says it's reached a significant milestone in that AI can now duplicate itself. What, now, like I said, I didn't get into the article. I don't know how realistic. Okay, yeah, I just don't know. Yeah. I just saw it this morning.
Yeah, that is not possible, actually, because it doesn't have any kind of sentience. Now, granted, when the devil inhabits this, whichever Antichrist is in the wings at that time, and you put a chip in his head, he could be able to use that tool, but AI itself will not be able to do that. It's just it's an impossibility. Only God can create sentience. That's not possible. Like Data, we always think of Data on Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
but this is how information gets out. It's like you said. It's telegraph, telephone, television, tell a woman. When you tell a woman, it'll get all over the world.
You said that, not me. All right, let's keep going here because we're getting into some good stuff. Let me see. Let's look at this one. It says nations like China exported sophisticated surveillance technology to other authoritarian regimes, enabling tighter control and monitoring of religious groups. Some nations have increasingly viewed Christianity as a threat to their cultural norms, including India, which in recent years has seen a severe increase in the number of attacks against Christians, according to not only the ICC and the PRC reports, but also a report submitted to the United Nations General Assembly by the Human Rights Council in February. And I'm sorry, I'm just not impressed by all of these different names and organizations, but the point is that Christians are falling under surveillance all over the world. The whole world is really coming under surveillance. You can't walk around anymore without being on camera, at least not in a big city. Mm-hmm. I mean, out here in the country, we're not inundated with cameras like you guys are in New York. But, you know, it's coming. It's everywhere, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. And people don't realize this. With, you know, Facebook, that's exactly what it was designed for. Mm-hmm. It was started as a CIA project called LifeLog. Mm-hmm. You know, and they were trying to, hey, everybody, just come and tell everybody what you're doing there, and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. So now they say, oh, it's Facebook. It's like, just keep in touch with your friends. Now everybody logs all their activities all day long, which is why I don't. I just post memes and other videos.
I've never
you ain't
understood
hear nothing about what I'm doing.
I have never understood people airing their dirty laundry on a social media site to people that they may or may not know. That's stupid.
If you're doing that, you need to stop.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Just stop it. Yeah. That's crazy. That's
no one insane. Cares what you had for breakfast.
Right. All right. Now, in countries like India and Pakistan, social media platforms were used to incite mob violence and spread disinformation about Christian communities, leading to targeted attacks. The violence and oppression against religious groups around the globe are not isolated events and are indicative of an increasingly growing threat reminiscent of historical atrocities carried out under similar oppressive policies. Again, quoting Mr. King here, many nations are experiencing democratic backsliding, with authoritarian leaders consolidating power and silencing dissent, including religious voices. And here he said that that's in reference to the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. So I really, when I first read that, I thought he was going to throw Trump in the mix, but he didn't.
I think too much support for him now.
Yeah. So, you know, social media is really has been the big thing here, as you can see there, India mm-hmm. and Pakistan mainly. Okay. Then moving on here, we've got economic crises, political unrest, and social inequities create conditions where leaders seek scapegoats or distractions, often targeting religious minorities to unite the majority under their rule. Today's regimes are drawing from this playbook as they face similar challenges to their authority. Religion, with its ability to inspire freedom, hope, and resistance, is viewed as a mortal enemy to their dominance. This trend is exacerbated by technological advancements, rising nationalism, and global instability, making the fight for religious freedom more urgent than ever. What do you think about that?
Well, it's true.
It is true.
So, mm-hmm. And here it is. It's just interesting coming from the secular point of view that someone can actually see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But let's get. We only got a handful of minutes left,
mm-hmm.
And that just reminded me of, you know, people think of 666 as all sorts of different things. Mm-hmm. It's actually 666 in the Greek,
which is totally different. Yeah.
Yeah, then one number is 666. Mm-hmm. But that being the case, that is a sexagesimal system, which digital stuff works very well on. We have a base 10. That would be a base 6, really. That's why we have 60 minutes and a clock, 360 degrees in a circle. It's mm-hmm. all reminiscent of ancient Babylon. I'm going to do a whole thing on that. But here we are in Daniel 7:25.
Okay.
He's talking about the Antichrist, basically. He shall speak words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and shall think to change the times and the law, and they shall be given into his hand for a time, times, and half a time. And then he continues in chapter 12, many shall purify themselves and make themselves white and be refined, but the wicked shall act wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but those who are wise shall understand. So that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
More on persecution. Matthew chapter 5 says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. So I would encourage, as these things start to happen, you know, just say, well, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, blessed is the, it says right here, they're blessed because mm-hmm. they revile you. Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. And all the apostles were like, oh, wow, we were counted worthy to be persecuted on account of Christ. Man, this is going to be great. Can't wait to get to heaven.
Basically, we are the Bible is instructing us not to back down from this type of thing, but to go ahead and speak up and let people know and try to spread the word of Christ. If you are truly saved, then you want everybody else to be. I mean, you know, it's just the way it works. And so, you know, they're going to come down on your heart, and you just keep saying, you know, praise the Lord, you know. You do something, you know, you send me home. Well, okay, you sent me home.
And you know what? It can hurt you. And heard many a story where people have died, and they're like, they got a look of joy on their face because it's, oh, death, where is thy sting? And that was, who was that? Stephen was getting stoned. Here they are stoning him. You guys have any idea what stoning is?
Oh, man.
They basically take these huge rocks. They start at your feet, crush your feet, crush your legs, crush your way all the way up. And Stephen's like, oh, look, there's Jesus. This is great. While they're stoning him.
Yeah.
Paul, he was stoned to death three times, like bit by a viper and what else? All this other. And he's like, these momentary light affliction.
momentary light affliction. I love that. That's good. You know,
And that's how we have to look at this stuff. Yeah. It's like, you're a joke, Satan. You really are a joke.
You've already been beat.
Yeah. And you can't even hurt me. Even if you try and kill me, God's not going to let that pain be there.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So many, you know, will be. So in Matthew 10:22, it says, you'll be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Mm-hmm. Then he goes on in chapter 24, they shall deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my sake. Mm-hmm. And that's not the great tribulation, folks, so you can't construe that with the gospel. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the rapture. John talks about the world hates you. Know that it hated me before it hated you.
Mm-hmm.
If you were of the world, the world would love you as its own.
Mm-hmm.
But because you are not of the world, and that talks about the contract and being an ambassador for Christ, we're literally in a different kingdom with a different, you know, here's our rule set. Comes from the King of Kings. But I chose you out of the world. Therefore, that world hates you. So this speaks to what you're talking about. We're not in the world. That's why they hate us.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly why.
That's right.
A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they'll persecute you. If they keep my word, they'll also keep yours.
Amen.
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Well, you said a lot. You said a lot there. Hmm. I do want to remind people that we had a continuing discussion with our UK correspondent in our last show, and if you missed that, we have a special presentation that's only available at lastchristian.net. You got to go to lastchristian.net to see it. It's an hour long, and it's a great discussion of a lot of world events, and from the perspective of what's going on over there in the UK. And I think it's worth your time. Again, that's lastchristian.net, and you can do that. And then, David, go ahead and tell them about next week's guest one more time, and we're just about out of time, so take us out.
Yeah. We're going to have, like I said, it's going to be a special guest. He is one of the J6 hostages that were out there, a pastor that I know, and he's great, and a lot of my friends know him as well. And you'll get to know him when he comes back. But he's going to tell you the truth about what happened on J6. So we're going to have the opportunity to have another extended show where we'll have the two parts on the radio show, and then we're going to have that extra version where we're going to continue on with the conversation afterward, however long that may take, and that will only be available online. So you got to go to lastchristian.net to get there. In the meantime, if we don't make it that far, make sure that you have accepted Jesus into your heart and that you accepted his contract for you. And Lord willing, we'll see you on the next show. You guys have a blessed day.
Thanks again for joining us today for the Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net until the trumpet sounds.
Looking for bold, faith-filled inspiration? tune in to The Last Christian Radio Show. Available on KRRB Revelation Radio 1700 AM in East Texas and internationally syndicated in over 160 countries on revelationradio.net, this powerful program dives into faith, hope, and salvation. Join us every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central for life-changing conversations and messages.